Hello, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Haley, your podcast host. So today we're going to be talking about self-love and how to get some self-love towards yourself, of course. So starting off, people always think self-love is one thing and one thing only, that you have to just do like skincare routine or have to do sleeping better. That is a part of it, of course, but you have to also know your self-worth, and that does take a while, but there is a whole process to it, and I think sometimes you just have to learn the difference between self-love and activities for self-love. So self-love is looking in the mirror and saying, I am good enough, I am beautiful. And self-care activities, which are helpful too, but self-care activities are, like I said, face masks and things like that. So let's say you just got out of a relationship that wasn't very good, and you're feeling kind of down on yourself, and you're thinking, oh, it's my fault, all this, and blame yourself. Well, don't do that, because it's not your fault. Especially if it was an abusive relationship and they did that, it's not your fault. Don't blame yourself. Just say, of course, I'm going through something right now, but I will be okay eventually, and I will get through this. And when I do, I'm going to be the best version of myself, because that's who you are, the best version of yourself. It's a long process, but you have to talk it through with yourself or someone else that's close to you to start feeling beautiful again. People think, people call me ugly, whatever, so I'm not actually beautiful, but that's not the case. I'm kind of rambling on here, but self-love is about loving who you are, no matter what situation, no matter what scenario you're in. Like, let's say you're in a crowd of people who all are wearing makeup, and I guess to you, they would look pretty, and you're like, oh, I don't look pretty, but put in your head that you shouldn't compare yourself to others, and you're pretty the way you are. And that would be self-love. But also, I think self-love takes a lot. It does. I've learned from experience that self-love is hard to gain. Sometimes it takes months, sometimes years, sometimes weeks, but I would say more around years. I would say a few tips to do self-love activities is keep a journal and write all the positive things about yourself and goals in life. That's a self-love activity. Take more time for yourself. That's a self-love activity. And I'm not talking about self-love, but I'm also talking about self-activities, which adds on to it. Also, like I said, look in the mirror, call yourself beautiful. All these things until you really, truly feel that. So back to the actual self-love instead of self-love activities. So like I said, it is very hard to fully gain self-love. And I feel sometimes that we don't actually fully gain it 100%. We have setbacks, but that's okay, because we're all human and we're learning. So I would say take it time by time, day by day. Sorry, I'm quote. But I feel like I can't give one specific piece of advice for self-love, but I would say if I could give one piece of advice for people who are struggling with self-love and self-worth, just remember that you have a beautiful face, a beautiful smile, a beautiful body, you're worth it, and don't let anyone bring you down. As hard as it is when you're like in a situation, you're like, ah, that's not true, but it really is true. Like, everybody has the potential to do something. It's just, you have to believe in yourself as hard as it is, as hard as it gets. You have to say, I can do this. I can get through this. Because people have so much potential that they're hiding behind, or they don't realize they have, because they have so much self-doubt, which is not a bad thing, but, you know, it's good to bring yourself up. And I would say, like, people say, no, it's not that easy, which it's not, but it takes some time to really self-love and really love yourself. But I think you have to really say, well, if I'm in a situation where someone's not treating me right, is this good for my self-worth? No. So say, I want to do good things for my self-worth and, like, self-love. So I would say, I'm sorry, but I don't want to be in a situation. Not even that. Just take yourself out of the situation, because self-love is many of things. Self-love is when you're in relationships And self-love is when you're in arguments or bullying or anything. You have to find a way, even if it's somebody else. Like, I know it's hard to hear, like, oh, you want compliments from people, whatever, because, yes, people do like to have validation from people, which is understandable. But you need to find it deep down in yourself and say, if they don't want me, then they're not worth it. Because I'm an amazing human being. If they can't see that, then they're not worth it. And another part of self-love is, if people are bringing you down every day, like saying, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're this, you're that, I would just obviously remove the negativity because it's not necessary to have. But also say, no, that's not true, and don't listen to them. Because it's not true. Like, people say things to hurt people because they feel insecure about themselves. So, honestly, just don't even worry about what they say. That's what's part of self-love. You have to worry about you and not them, what they think of you. And self-love is a long journey, but it happens to come when you're ready for it. Everybody has different experiences and time when self-love comes around. And I'm saying the word self-love a lot, but that's not the point of this podcast. So, like, I'm not one to fully say, oh, I have self-love all the way. Like, no one does, obviously. Because I feel like there's like 50% self-love and then the 99% self-love. But I don't think everybody's going to, maybe there will be one day when somebody reaches 100. But I feel like you have 99% self-love and 1% hatred for yourself, which is not good, but it's just facts in my opinion. Maybe it's just my opinion, but from what I've noticed. But self-love is a good thing to have, and it's a work in progress. I will admit that. So I would just say, love yourself for who you are, no matter what the situation is. And I know this kind of didn't really make much sense, but I tried my best. But also, I think just keep your head up. It's like, there's going to be a rainbow after the rain, a rainbow after the storm. It will. It will get better, and it's not about getting better, but it is at the same time with self-love. But I would just say, definitely do self-love activities to increase your happiness, because like, you could even go on a vacation for yourself. That's self-love, because it's doing for you. And if you're feeling like, oh, it's selfish, that's not selfish. It's making you happy. Self-love is many of things. So I would say just be who you are, love yourself, and that's basically it. As hard as it sounds, it's going to take time, I know. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Keep loving yourself. Don't bring yourselves down. Thank you for listening.